Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will continue its military operation in Gaza, despite calls from the United States to move towards a ceasefire. Mr. Netanyahu says the operation will continue until security is restored.
I'm determined to continue this operation until its aim is met, to restore peace and security to you, citizens of Israel.
Israel says it's conducted a new air offensive campaign in Gaza, targeting a network of tunnels controlled by the Hamas militant group. It has also fired artillery at targets in Lebanon, in response to four rockets being fired from South Lebanon towards Israel. More than 200 Palestinians have been killed in the past 10 days of fighting, and at least 10 Israelis. New figures show that the number of seasonal flu shots administered this year is lower than the number administered at the same time last year. The National Flu Tracking Survey has found 72% of Australians aged between 18 and 64 had received a flu shot by this time last year, compared to 46% for this year. Experts are warning that while public attention is rightly focused on the coronavirus, it is still important to be vaccinated against influenza before winter. The Queensland government has announced a $7.5 million campaign to bring thousands of workers from across the country to tourism jobs in Queensland. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the initiative will address a critical shortage of workers in the northern part of the state. The package includes a $1,500 cash incentive and a $250 travel bonus for job seekers considering relocating to the area. A former Wesley College student who was abused dozens of times over 6 years by a teacher and a school counsellor in the 1970s has settled his claim against the Melbourne private school for $3 million plus legal costs. Law firm Rightside Legal says the settlement, which came on the third day of a Supreme Court trial, is a record in Victoria. Lawyer Michael Magazanik says the victim, who is now in his 60s, has suffered depression and post-traumatic stress disorder for decades. Mr. Magazanik has told SBS News, abuse survivors with proper support can now get some measure of justice from a legal system that used to work against them.
Abuse survivors with proper support and proper lawyers can achieve a measure of justice despite all the difficulties against them.
The man, who doesn't want to be named, was first abused by John McMillan, a teacher at Wesley College's Glen Waverley campus. At Wesley's Paran campus, the student was then abused for 3 more years by school counsellor Stuart Haywood. Haywood took his own life in 2004 after being interviewed by police. The European Union is calling on member states to relax border restrictions for fully vaccinated tourists, which would allow them to enter from countries outside the EU. The EU imposed strict travel restrictions last year to try to stop the spread of COVID-19. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News in Easy English.